The Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast is powered by Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. When you need a bit off your top, book an appointment at a Lady Jane's near you. Visit LadyJanes.com. Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. It's wicked awesome. This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast. Uh-oh. Another bitch is tripping.
I'm not sure what makes someone angrier during an argument, telling them to calm down.
Yeah, it doesn't work.
Or just ignoring them.
Both
are losing strategies.
Relax.
Or just silence.
Silence. This is a vote for the second one in this story. A guy in Easton, Pennsylvania was loading stuff into his trunk the other day when his 43-year-old estranged wife, Deborah Cancel, showed up. They started arguing. But while Deborah was talking, he turned around, ignored her, and just kept loading his trunk.
Oh, yeah, man.
Yep. Well, that made Deborah so angry, she stabbed him in the back 2 times.
Oh. Got him in the back twice? Oh,
2 times.
Boy. Damn it, Deb!
No! Now we know why you divorced her. Yeah. He was taken to the hospital by paramedics, and Deborah was charged with assault. Well, I guess technically they're not divorced yet. They're just estranged.
Oh, okay.
I looked around. I couldn't find a mugshot of this chick online, but...
It's a chance you take.
That's too bad.
Yeah. Be careful who you cross.
Yeah. It is a chance you take.
Be careful who you ignore. Double stab in the back.
Sometimes you don't know what to say back to somebody.
Or you just have nothing else to say to them.
It's like, where is it gonna...
Mm-hmm.
What am I gonna...
Just make sure they don't have a knife,
nothing I can say is gonna fix anything.
Right.
Are you armed? If you're armed, we'll talk.
Right. If you're not armed, shh. I don't want to hear it.
Yeah.
All right. One thing I've learned from this show through the years, do not let anyone blast air up your beehole.
Well, yeah.
It won't be good.
That. I can't kills, guarantee that. Kills people.
I've learned that lesson. I know it can be
true.
Deadly.
We've had people die.
Yes.
Yes, we have heard about that.
So four guys.
But
who,
you can blow into it.
No. Four guys. Who blasted compressed air into a friend's rectum are in jail in Norway today. A Norwegian court yesterday jailed 4 young men who blasted compressed air into the rectum of a buddy. They rejected their defense that it was intended to be a prank. What happened here was the victim passed out at a party in 2018 and couldn't defend himself when 5 friends came up with a scheme involving an air compressor, a high-pressure tool that can be used to power anything from nail guns to spray guns. Judges found the plaintiff was exposed to a level of significant force in the rectum. After air was injected from a compressor, it completely destroyed his rectum and sphincter.
Yeah. You don't want your rectum and sphincter destroyed.
You do not.
Yeah. Everyone knows you just got to get one of those ones you step on.
Oh, just
the little pump.
The little hand pump. Your bike tire.
The victim later complained of both physical harm and psychological harm. Like it effed him up in the head, right? In their early 20s at the time, the 5 accused told the court it was just supposed to be a prank. 4 of them, though, were sentenced to up to 7 months in prison yesterday for violating the victim's physical integrity.
You can't. Just because I pass out doesn't mean you're allowed to touch my beehole in any way.
It's true.
Like, even if you're my best friend.
See, this is much different rules when I'm having a slumber party at Chuck's place.
Different if you're in a relationship.
Oh.
A relationship?
Yeah. I didn't realize that.
They're just bros.
Passed out.
Yeah. The dude with the destroyed beehole, he was awarded 90,000 kroner.
It's probably not
about
much.
About 10 grand.
I was going to say, was it 8 bucks?
About 10 grand.
He's just very lucky grand. He didn't die.
Well, my beehole's worth more than 10 grand.
But where are you not from?
Norway.
Right.
I'm still
in Norway. That's all a butthole goes for.
Give me a dollar figure you're putting on your beehole. People shove some air up your ass. Your beehole's destroyed. How much is that worth to you in a court of law?
My beehole's like in the bag now.
Oh man,
yeah, that's it. It's got to be.
I would assume.
Oh man,
oof. Yeah, it's a lot.
It's
a million. I'm asking for millions. I'm calling a guy with great hair.
That's it. A high-ranking lawyer.
Yeah, we're getting a guy with great hair, and we're going
me
for it.
Me not having any kind of backdoor retention, I guess.
I was like, where are you going with this?
Well, I'm just saying, like, amazing. The fact that I wouldn't be able to, I'd have fecal leaks my whole life now, right? So that's, to me, worth millions.
$100 million.
Yeah.
You can't really put a price on your butthole.
Yeah, like if it doesn't work anymore, that's, you know.
If it was just hurt, it was very hurt, like the insides, but you know, after a year and a half, you could take poops again.
Mm. It's not worth that much.
Right.
You know? But most people, they explode from the inside and they die. So yeah, this guy came out of it.
Like it's septic.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was that, I think it was that
bleed to death.
Dude in India died from it, right?
We
talked about him on the show once.
Yeah.
Some guys at his work, I think,
they just walked up behind him. I don't know if that air compressor had more.
That was like, was it in a garage?
Yeah, it was like they went up behind him and like threw his pants, just like, like pushed the thing against his butt, hit the air, and it just shot inside and exploded his insides.
Yeah.
Jesus on earth.
But I mean, if you take my pants off, and then you pull
and
my underwear down,
behold,
and then you do, like, you're not allowed to do that just because one of your friends passes out.
No, you're not.
Yeah.
Beehole's off limits.
Right. So you have an understanding.
Which you shouldn't.
Which you might.
Someone said I had a friend put a pencil down on the desk seat in front of him at school. Pencil went right into a kid's hoop, punctured the inside in two places.
Can't do that either.
Kid was out for several weeks, had to use an ass pillow for the rest of the year.
I did that to a kid in elementary school. It didn't hurt him that badly, though, but I got reamed by the teacher.
Oh, really? You stuck a pencil, like, last second type of thing?
Yeah, like, I used one of those binder clips, and I, like, clipped it to the back of his chair, and then I mounted the pencil on the back of one of the clips, like, with the eraser. He was a real son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Cutting line at the drinking fountain.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to show you
real son of a bitch.
I'm going to shove a pencil right up your butt!
Oh, yeah.
And then he cried. And then I cried in front of the whole class when I got lectured by the teacher.
Oh.
I cried like a little bitch, yep.
Backfire, James. Yep.
What grade were you in?
Third grade.
That stuck with you, huh?
Third grade, yep.
That is quite the revenge for a third grade.
Take that. Hey, he cut in front of me. He cut in front of me every day for the drinking fountain.
Oh, wow.
You had to
pay the price.
Did you yell it like that when you were in third grade?
No, it was more like,
he cut in front of me again. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know why he always cuts in front of me.
You stabbed him in the butt.
Then he got revenge when you broke down in tears.
Yeah, you sure son of a bitch. I was boss.
But you did hurt him, huh?
Yeah, he cried. You know, he cried too, but I cried worse.
I cried much worse.
Lots of tears.
Oh, no. If I wore makeup, there would have been a lot of mascara. Oh, I would have looked like I was a member of Good Charlotte.
Jeez. Someone said it's not just your beehole you're valuing, it's your dignity. And I totally agree
with
that.
Exactly.
Like, if you have to, you can't poop normal again.
You got to carry around an ass pillow.
Right.
Yeah.
It's no fun.
Right.
Someone said, just a prank, bro, doesn't work when you air rape my ass.
Exactly.
So true.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's justice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they got off easy, to be truthful.
I think if I pass out first, you can draw all over me. You know, I think that's fair game.
Yeah.
Draw all over me. Maybe shave off my eyebrows.
Right.
You know, do something. But you can't take my pants off.
You can't permanently destroy my beehole.
No.
Right.
My pants have to stay on.
Right. You can't even really, you shouldn't do anything to my dong. Right?
No.
You shouldn't be touching my parts.
Right. No.
If those I pass parts. Out.
Those That's the parts. Fun in partying with you guys.
I know. No part touching. Sorry,
Jeff. Can't touch the rectum. Can't touch the dong.
Nope. There's none of that.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
There are a few things as susceptible to comedic error than sex. A lot of people have a story they can share where something interrupted their sexual exploits. We want to know, what's the funniest thing that's happened to you while having sex for the next little while here on Dave and Chuck the Freak? If you want to join the conversation, you can. The toll-free way to reach us is 1-855-954-6969. 1-855-954-6969. Text us at 46969, or the email is email@daveandchuckthefreak.com. Some people said their response, I was trying to strip in a sexy way for my lady. I tripped over my own clothes.
I do that every day.
And the surprise of it all, unclenched my bottom and released the fart I was holding.
Oh, man.
Why didn't you clear the chamber pre-sexy dance?
But that turns
can I say,
funny.
What man says unclenched my bottom?
I don't know. Yeah, I know what he was doing.
He was clenched.
I'm clenched right now.
You're always clenched, you say.
If I tripped right now, it'd be bad.
This person said, actually broke the bed. Changing positions, I fell back flat on my ass. She dropped straight down, and the mattress slammed onto the floor. We both screamed. There's about 10 seconds of silence, and then we both bust out laughing. Amber and I, I think I've told the story. We moved the bed.
Yeah.
Across the room.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Does it have wheels and a wood floor, right? Yeah. Is that the combo?
Yes, you don't
yeah,
need.
Yeah, that's always.
The day that I found out, you don't what need position wheels were you? On your bed.
Yes. Yeah, wheels on a bed. Is just, that's or how just, I would die if I tried to have sex with wheel beds.
No.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
My parents had a wheel bed.
Oh, did they roll around the room?
I don't think so. Bryster was getting no action. That's why he told me never to get married.
Someone said, she said there was only one condom. I said, well, there's only one penis. That was the funniest thing that's happened.
That's a good line. Sex.
I mean, I guess it'll work.
Huh.
She was a screamer. Neighbors called the cops thinking that someone was being attacked. I didn't want to say we were having sex, so I told them I was listening to heavy metal.
Yeah, just some death metal.
Not oh my God, I'd sing like a canary oh, if yeah, the cops too. Showed up. I'd be like, she's loud! I'm killing it in there!
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my God, she's loud. Just don't arrest me.
Mm. Oh my God.
Exact truth.
I was stripping while we were getting down. She decided to run to the bathroom. When she came back, she went full football mode and tackled me. We ended up falling out the bedroom window.
She's very excited.
Yeah. Good way to be.
I appreciate the passion.
Yeah. But watch the window.
Let's not fall to our death.
I would be very upset. I'd be like, what am I dealing with?
Yeah.
I just have an open window right there you could fall out of.
Got to close the windows.
Yeah.
You do.
I'd do like a matador and watch you fly right
Whoa.
And out you went.
Talking about the funniest thing that's ever happened to you during sex, and if you want to join in, 1-855-954-6969. First time I was diddle FaceTiming with my girl. Mm-hmm. I whip it out. She responds with, where's the rest?
Oh, my God. My
that's
God.
That's not funny.
That's so funny.
Well, that's it.
That's not funny.
Yeah, you don't make it any longer.
He laughs at that.
Where's the rest? What?
Jesus, my lady.
Like, come over here and I'll show you.
that's devastating.
Poor yeah. Fella. Well, you never know when you're with a queen.
Right.
Yeah, that's a hard way to learn that lesson, though.
Yeah. Try and get that out of the way.
One time, this heavyset girl was on top of me. She lost her balance. Slid off of me. Slid right off the mattress. Looked like a upside-down turtle.
Oh, she got shelled. Awesome.
She got shelled.
I was just out of place. This had nothing to do with... Nothing to do with sex, obviously, but I was just out of place, and there was a piece of uneven concrete that I found a spot, and I was sitting down. Stella was like bouncing around doing stuff, and I found a little spot to sit down, but there was this piece of uneven concrete that was claiming victims.
Oh no, you were watching it? You had a show?
People
it
just
was,
kept falling.
It was claiming victims left and right. People like in flip-flops where they're just kind of like shuffling their feet, not really like lifting their... And I'd be like, oh, here comes
Splat, blam!
And like some people recovered, but one person went right down and they were big. And this girl like rolled and fell.
No, that's so sad. That's so sad.
And I was like, took it in. And I looked around, and I realized there's many people watching this little bit of concrete.
Yeah.
Must be a known spot of terror.
Oh, man.
So, you really should have a yellow...
Yeah, they should
put
have.
Some cones around it or
gotta
something.
You got to do something. Yeah.
Did you go help the big lady?
No, you don't help. You just...
Chuck, you do.
No, you don't.
I had a big lady slip.
I pretended that no one saw her. I think that's what everyone else did.
Look
like,
away and
It was like, oh no, I didn't even. Oh, you're getting up off the ground. Wow, I was checking out that little thing over there.
We were coming back from Christmas break this year, and a big lady slipped in a puddle on the airport floor and went down hard. And I did, you know, help her up.
When I used to work at Arby's, there was a larger manager lady, and I was mopping, and she was bitching at me about something, and she slipped. And both her legs went up, and then she came down ass first, and it was like an asteroid hitting.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it rumbled the whole Arby's.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was just like I'm a little kid, right? And I'm like, geez.
I hit the wet floor.
That's pretty much the funniest thing I've ever seen in my entire goddamn life, so.
But when people fall, it'd be hard not to react.
I find it funny when people fall, but then it crosses a line to like, oh, my God, yeah. It's sad. Then now she's, that big girl can't get up, and I feel bad for her.
Right.
Yeah, this girl, she popped right up, but it was noticeable. Hmm. She wasn't alone that day.
Someone said we were having sex on a boat in a tight area. My butt hit the panic button on the radio and called the Coast Guard.
Oh, no.
That was a butt dial.
Yeah.
We were banging.
We're fine.
You're still having sex
fine.
When the Coast Guard shows up.
Well, the Coast Guard shows up, you're like, geez. Must be doing great.
Comes the Coast Guard.
Coast Guard's here.
Yeah.
Camille in Rhode Island, the funniest thing that's happened to you having sex.
Good morning, guys. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So I was at a bar one night, and I saw this guy that I went to high school with, and we went back to his place after a few drinks, and we were hooking up. He was on top, and he was breathing kind of heavy. And he was breathing through his nose, and he blew a snot onto my lower lip.
Oh, he snotted your lip?
Gotcha. Oh,
right on my lip. It was so bad. It was so bad. So naturally, you know, that was the end of everything. You know, I got up and got dressed and never talked to him again.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. Oh, no, that's too bad.
It's over.
I don't want your snot rocket on my lip.
No. I can't recover.
What do you do as the guy, too? You're just like, don't move.
I guess you're like, don't open your mouth.
That's so disgusting.
Do you scoop it out for her?
Yes.
Try to be a gentleman about it.
Let me get that.
I go get some tissue.
No, you gotta use your hand. You can't. Mm-hmm. You don't have time for tissue. I'm going to get tissue.
I'm like, don't move.
Yeah.
Yeah, about a million people have had a dog or cat on their b-hole during sex, we found out.
Mm. Yeah,
like, just call after call, text after text. We got the b-hole. Yeah. The animal's in your b-hole.
Yeah.
Covered. Appreciate, though, you all reaching out. Back to the lines here. We have Adrian in Fort Myers. Adrian, funniest thing that's ever happened to you while having sex.
How's she going, eh?
How's she going, eh?
I had this girl that was a buddy. I'll be clean about it. We were going at it in the living room on the floor, and the next thing I hear is a bedroom door open, and her mother walks out and says, I'm sorry to bother you guys. I can't find my cigarette lighter. And I look over, and it's on the coffee table next to my head.
Oh, my God.
I reach over, grab it, hand it to her. She says again, thank you, I'm sorry to bother you, and went back to her bedroom.
That is horrifying. Mm-hmm. What a trashy bitch of a mom.
Oh, hey, Mom, can you wait on the smoke?
Maybe just light the stove. Light it off the stove, Mom, you know, for God's sakes.
You hear stuff's going on out here, Mom.
It's probably because you're like,
yeah, I don't care, really.
She's that lady, right?
Hey, can you quit banging for 1 second?
Mom, no!
Just get it out of here for a second. And my light is right there by you.
Oh, my God. That's
Let's
a real
roll over here. Watch your boner.
Real boner killer.
I know. Yep. Hey, thank you. You don't mind if I sit here on the couch and smoke and watch
something. No, go ahead.
You got kids? You go ahead. Do whatever you're doing.
Can you not blow the smoke right at us? Or? Oh, rings.
Rings.
Yep.
Come
Every
on.
Time. She's totally, it's got to be that kind of lady.
Yeah.
She just doesn't care anymore. Yeah. Back to the lines here. John is in Boston. John, funniest things ever happened to you during sex?
Yeah, so I was with this girl who had been in a motorcycle accident, lost like more than half her leg. We were in the back seat of my car one night in sort of a public area, getting it on. And all of a sudden I heard this big clunk, and I thought somebody hit the back of the truck or something. I'm like, what the hell was that? Oh, that was just my leg. I took my leg off. like, what?
Did you know going in that she lost her leg or no?
Yes, I did know, but, you know, I...
You wasn't ready for the clunk.
No, I was, but, you know, we did finish, so that was good.
Yeah. It wasn't a mood killer.
Yeah.
But it definitely was something.
Yeah, it would be even more bizarre if you didn't know that she had a fake leg.
Like it popped off.
Yeah, it popped off.
Someone's incredible at walking with a fake leg if you...
You have no idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. Someone said back when I was, went camping, had to set up a tent on a slope. Well, getting busy with my girl, we were sliding down the slope till a bump on the ground stopped us. Turned out it was my buddy sleeping in the other side of the tent. To this day, he doesn't believe that I had sex on his back.
Oh, no.
That bump you had he's sex on. You be-
he's just like, so like messed up from whatever camping party that you did that people had full-blown coitus right on top of him. Stop it. Goddamn. Must be a possum or something.
Had a bear come and give me a massage last night. Yeah, it
felt like a bear was having sex on me.
That's exactly what happened to you.
Talking about the funniest thing that's ever happened to you during sex, someone said my girlfriend was performing on me and the Lord of the Rings was on in the background. We didn't notice until Smeagol started singing his Smash a Fish song and I almost died laughing. Smeagol's voice is the last thing you want to hear while getting a BJ.
that'll ruin the mood.
You can't.
Smeagol.
I don't know how people have the TV on during any kind of stuff.
Because it sometimes just happens.
It just happens, yeah. And it just has to be on.
Yeah.
If it just happens, I'm turning it off.
Felicity's with us next.
Stop, though, and go.
That's fine. Hi, Felicity.
Hello.
How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great. I had to call in.
Okay.
I'm from the country in New Mexico, middle of nowhere, desert fields. My boyfriend and I were driving around in his truck, got turned around. And decided to get freaky in a field in the back of his truck.
Okay.
We were getting all hot and bothered, getting it on. All of a sudden, huge spotlights go on, and we hear buzzing. Turns out, we pulled onto a personal landing strip, and the gentleman was landing his plane, coming home for the first time in 3 months.
Oh, no.
What happened?
Yes. He got quite a show and he thought it was funny as hell.
Luckily his plane didn't crash into your truck and you're all
oh
in the
my bunk. God! Yeah. People having sex on my private runway!
He buckled and we moved.
Oh, okay, so he knew. Wow, lucky he saw that truck, right? Wow. Or it could have been real bad.
Yeah,
and that's where three people died that day.
Yeah.
I thought she was going to say, like, a UFO came or something.
That would be crazy,
that
too.
That would be, too.
We're just going to watch. Keep going.
You don't want that.
No.
You're
going to probe. They're not just going to watch.
We got this butt plug for you.
Jen.
This will help.
Hi, guys. Hi, Lisa.
Hello.
Hello. Talking about the funniest thing that's happened during sex.
Well, we were a little frisky, so it was the middle of the day. We kind of figured afternoon delight.
Uh-huh.
And as we are going at it really hard and heavy, we hear our front door open. I kind of was like, I thought we locked it, but we didn't. And so when I heard his best friend come in, I kicked him out of the bed and made him go out to keep him from coming into the bedroom. And I hid underneath the covers.
Well, at least he didn't walk in.
Thank God. Thank God.
Hilarious times.
That was a crazy one.
That was. someone said I was with a girl once who had never given an HJ.
Mm-hmm.
Before she started, she said, "Hey, I've never done this before, but I have used a shake weight."
Mm. Oh, well, shake weight.
You're fine.
Shake weight.
Let's practice.
You've had some sort of training.
That's when
I
you
guess.
Reach over and feel her bicep. But yes, you have used a shake.
Oh, wow, yes. Squeeze a bit.
I can see.
Forearm strength.
Carrie, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing okay. Talking about the funniest thing that's happened to you during sex.
Yes, I was out with my husband for a dinner. Our kids were little.
Sure.
And we drove home from Boston and stopped, pulled into the commuter rail parking lot.
Yeah, sure.
And the police pulled up, and I was on top of them, and they said, "What are you doing?" I said, "It says park and ride." I still laugh when I tell it.
Well, it's a park and ride.
It says it, but I get it.
Yeah.
My husband couldn't even talk, and needless to say, sex was over.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the end of
it. Says
right
park
there.
And ride.
Right there. Says it. Thanks for calling in. See ya.
I'm so glad I got through. I never call into these things.
Us too. Us too, Carrie. See
you,
Carrie.
Have a great day. You too. Park and ride.
Y'all yeah, always. Ride. Always park and ride.
There you go. Never forget.
Words to live by.
Right.
That's Carrie. Gary yep. Nerflem. All right, as we continue here on Dave and Chuck the Freak, we're talking about the thing that made you laugh. Funniest thing that's happened during sex. And we're going to head next to Donnie. Hi, Donnie.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing all right, man. What happened?
My wife and I have been having some drinks and whatnot, and we ended up going in the back room and getting after it. And I was getting after it quite hard, and I ended up, you know, like snorting like a pig. I was like,
wow.
I didn't know my son was in the room, so when we finished and we got done, he goes, y'all sound like hogs.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
No. That's too bad. That's too bad.
I know I laugh. Like, sometimes if I laugh too hard, I'll snort. I hope I don't do it in sex. I hope I don't sex snort.
Yeah, well,
sex
I think you would know if you did.
Sometimes you get caught remember. Up. Yeah. In the...
There's no, they're not missing that. Amber would start laughing.
Maybe.
Or
she'd
maybe.
Just be like, I can't laugh. He's sex snorting again.
No. You've been married a long time and you start snorting.
Listen, Amber wouldn't be with you if you were a sex snorter. Some girls don't have to be with a sex snorter. You know,
I guess I just was. All of a sudden, made me self conscious. I'm like, yeah. I know it. I can't even control it when I laugh. Sometimes I just start snorting.
Yeah,
it really gets me.
Unless you laugh when, unless you uncontrollably laugh during.
No, like, I don't like
some kind of.
It's much more
the
serious.
Moment.
Yeah.
It's much more. That's his finale noise.
Mm. Voice changing technology here.
Oh, yes.
As we go to Anonymous, we're talking about the funniest thing that's ever happened to you while having sex. Hi, Anonymous.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing okay. So what happened?
So this is my virginity story.
Oh.
It happened quite a few years ago. I'm laying down on the bed with my boyfriend. He's on top of me, literally unwrapping the condom. Like, it's go time. It's about to go, right? So I get nervous, and I'm just trying to distract myself, waiting for him to go. So I turn my head and start paying attention to the TV that was on in the background. And what happens to be on in the background? But back in the day when they had American Idol and they were showing the contestants who maybe were not so good or so well.
Oh, no.
And he started, yes. So here's this contestant who just started singing in this horribly squeaky, mousy voice, but Madonna's rendition of Like a Virgin, getting touched for the very first time. So I hear this song, start playing, and I start laughing. Just laughing. I'm already nervous in the moment, you know, like, oh my God, it's go time, it's about to happen, like this moment is seriously happening.
Mm-hmm.
And I hear that song playing in the background, and I lose it.
Well, yeah, no, too much of a coincidence.
Hopefully you didn't just pull his shorts down when all the laughter erupted.
Yeah,
it's a real...
Again, it's distracting to have something on in the background. It could totally ruin the moment.
Yeah.
It could totally ruin the moment. Could be funny, but could also, like, I didn't leave her on hold enough to know if she actually did lose her virginity that night or not.
Yeah, we don't know. Oh, yeah, she called it her virginity story.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It was gone after.
Yeah.
This guy said, when I first started carrying a gun, I went on a date with a girl. Things progressed, back to my place. When I took my pants off, I obviously took my gun off and set it on the dresser. She thought, though, that's when I was going to kill her.
Oh, no.
She ran out of my house screaming bloody murder down my street. Cops were called. It was an interesting night.
Oh, he's a murderer! I know, it was just a gun-carrying horny fella.
Only thing I'm interested in murdering is your bits.
So many women calling in today.
Oh, my God. Yeah, they've had a lot of funny moments. Because guys are stupid.
Right.
Guys are stupid in the bedroom.
None of it's funny to us. We're just like, we just think it's a normal time.
Yeah.
Look, what's wrong with that?
Yeah. A few more quick calls here. We're talking about the funniest thing that's happened to you during sex. Mark's with us next. Hi, Mark.
What's going on?
Not too much, man.
Okay. So this fits the Rona thing when you guys tell them all, it's not Rona, it's a sneeze.
Right.
So getting a good old HJ, she says finale on the face.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
As soon as I go to finale, I sneezed on her.
Oh, no.
Like projectile sneeze.
So many different droplets.
Oh, my God. Yes. All
too
of them.
Many droplets.
It's almost all of them.
That's too bad.
Only one.
Like a droplet buffet.
Oh, yeah. My God. This one really. Me and my girl were going at it on a top bunk bed. Well, we broke it, and we squashed her sister underneath. Her sister's underneath, and you're banging up top?
Jesus Christ. Did she live?
She's like with bunk us?
She didn't like it.
You killed her sister. That
probably best.
Probably for the best.
Imagine if you killed your sister banging. How do you live with yourself?
Yeah, you have sex on a bunk bed on the top?
No.
I don't even think I could sleep alone on a bunk bed.
It's an awkward eulogy you'll have to deliver.
Yeah, it would be.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
You can't say she died doing what she loved or anything.
No, you effed your sister to death.
Yeah.
That's horrible.
Don't put it like that.
Well, not like that. Yeah. Not yes. Her. But yeah. She got effed.
He effed her sister to death.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just bad.
In a way.
Mm-hmm. I hope she's okay.
You hope.
No permanent bunk damage.
I mean, I feel like you get smashed. Yeah. I feel like you're pretty much.
You have the weight of two humans and a bed on top of that.
And there's a bunch like of wood.
A bunch of shards of wood. No, probably at least nose broken if you're facing up, if not more.
It's actually one of the worst things that could happen to you.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
You don't want to be squashed by your bunk.
You wouldn't be right. Imagine waking up like that.
That'd be frightening. You'd think he died.
You would. I think an earthquake happened.
Yeah, you would, for sure. The ceiling collapsed in on you or something. You wouldn't think that two people effed the bed
but
on top of you.
You must be a deep sleeper, too, to like let people just have sex like one foot above you.
Yeah.
It had to be making some ruckus.
Right.
It's rocking
to give way.
It definitely did. No doubt.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
They just analyzed, speaking of the pandemic, they analyzed the Google searches in every state to see what interesting thing people in each state have disproportionately been searching for over the past 5 months. And these are a mix of hobbies, habits, self-improvement stuff, foods, and booze, like in Michigan. More than any other state, Michigan residents are searching making canna butter.
Oh, because they want those treats.
Yeah. So they're baking, right? Mm-hmm. Like a lot of people have done.
They do like savory foods with it, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I bet more people have grown their own because of the pandemic firing up as well.
Yeah, I'm sure.
You know, I know a lot of people have grown their own for the first time.
You folks in Florida, how to sleep at work. That's been the thing that's been searched for more than any other state, how to sleep at work.
How to sleep, when I'm doing
sleep at work.
I'm pretty good at it. I can give you my tips and start my next little thing.
Pretty
how
boring.
To sleep at work.
In Massachusetts, though, sorry, guys, you've been searching more than any other state. Virtual book club.
Oh,
nice.
Wow.
That's nerdy.
That's super
wow.
Boring.
That's
I think it's rock and roll.
That's real punk rock. Huh?
Book club.
Can of butter is way cooler than virtual book club. Some habits and self-improvement projects. West Virginia, quit smoking has been the number one search. Going vegan in Nevada. Some foods, Little Debbie cakes in Arkansas. They're searching for
we
that.
We just love Little Debbie.
I don't blame
Little Debbie turned like 60 or 65 yesterday or something. It was her birthday.
Was she based on a real person? Is there an actual Little Debbie?
Like Wendy, sure. Like there is a Wendy, right?
Like there
Wendy.
Is, yeah, that's Dave Thomas's
is
daughter.
Is there a Little Debbie?
In my fantasies, she's alive.
Oh, I know she's... She does dirty, dirty things.
Debbie is a real person. Wow, Debbie McKee Fowler is all grown up, still a very much a part of the family business, currently serving as the executive vice president.
Huh.
Little Debbie.
I'll be damned, little Debbie.
She's not the looker that you were hoping for.
No, she was cuter as a kid.
Yeah.
Right? She was cuter as a kid.
She's much hotter in my fantasies.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think she just turned. Like, unless it was in my dreams, I dreamt about little Debbie.
I hope you didn't.
I just thought I saw it was little Debbie's birthday.
How could you just make that up in your brain?
I don't know, Lise.
It has to be.
Little Debbie, let's look up little Debbie's birthday.
So you think your whole life everybody's just been like, oh, little Debbie, chill out.
It's not coming up, but I could. Oh, no, there we go, 60. There we go. Thank goodness. Little Debbie's 60, celebrating 60 years.
If I swear to God, you call me a little Debbie, I'm going to rip your throat.
I hate it.
I'm going to grab you by your larynx.
Thankfully, I wasn't having weird dreams about little Debbie.
Yeah.
It could happen. I'm not saying it was.
James does. James has very erotic dreams.
Oh, yeah, it's not frosting in those Swiss cake loaves.
Oh, come on. That's little Debbie.
Uh-huh.
That's little Debbie.
Was there ever a time
she showed
little,
me her zebra cakes.
Like when little Debbie was like 20, was she cute? Because she's older. Much. She's 60 now. It's hard to...
Here's an article on the real little Debbie. She's, wow. Rough. She's a rough looking.
Well, she's
lady.
A grandma.
I know.
You know? And they call a cute kid.
She was an
cute
adorable kid.
Kid.
Adorable. But then she grew up and got rough.
I'm just saying, was
now
that
rough
the hot years? What
like
were the.
When she was in her 20s or whatever.
The roaring 20s.
The roaring little Debbie 20s.
Yeah.
Well, Debbie, I don't know. Let's look her up, see if there's any more. Through
okay,
the years.
I'm older.
There's her.
No, I don't think so. No, that's just the old lady that got little Debbie's for a birthday gift or something.
Oh,
yeah, but I think it was Debbie giving them on the right hand side.
Picks
there.
It up, but that lady didn't know it was little the actual little Debbie.
Ugly Debbie came and gave her the cake.
Jesus.
Ugly
a terrible
Debbie.
Snack name.
Ugly Debbie.
She's God. Ugly Debbie. Now, she was cute before, but I know why they've kept her that age on the box. Because you put that on the box, I ain't buying her cake.
Oh, I forgot when Will Ferrell did it on Conan.
Yeah.
He dressed up like little Debbie.
Oh, man. Oh, goodness. Yeah, no. She didn't age well.
No,
let's just. I wish I had have just remembered her as Little Debbie. Now I'll always see this face.
Yeah, they can't slap that on the box.
Ugly Debbie.
Yeah, she looks like the guy painted on the Ghostbusters 2 painting that comes to life.
Yeah, Viggo.
Viggo.
The Barbarian.
Too
oh,
bad.
Man, that's too bad.
Bad. That's too bad. Other things people have been searching for more than any other state. In Wisconsin, Bloody Mary. They've been obsessed with Bloody Marys.
And drinking.
In Minnesota, box wine. Vodka pops in Mississippi. Day drinking in New Mexico. And finally, there's Missouri. The top search in Missouri, more than any other state, meth recipe.
Meth recipe?
Oh, no.
Meth.
Beautiful Missouri.
No.
Yeah. Meth recipe.
Meth recipe.
Well, some states looking for a Dr. Pepper shortage.
Well,
Rhode Island, the number one thing they search for, Chinese delivery. We need our Chinese food.
I love Chinese food.
In Delaware, hammock.
Trying to sleep outside. Grilled cheese was somewhere. That's hilarious.
I like this my God. I saw the speaking of. What's that big old broad cooking broad?
What's that big old
Ina? Big
yes. Ina Garten.
I don't know who this is.
She's the barefoot contestant.
Yeah. Oh, amazing. Don't speak badly of her.
Oh, I'm not speaking badly.
Careful, Lisa.
I'm speaking goodly.
Oh, good. Okay.
Lisa was good.
So this is a girl
you.
Who she uses pure butter and everything.
Yes. So she made a grilled cheese sandwich.
Stop
I watched
it.
Our whole video of her make a grilled cheese sandwich yesterday.
Yeah, find it. Find it.
Oh, my sweet God. Ina Garten. Grilled cheese.
Jeffrey is just one of the luckiest men.
Oh, that's her dude, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is it. This
he's
is
incredible.
It.
You watched this whole video?
I watched
video?
The whole thing.
Was it like
a porn?
Cheese porn?
It was like a porn.
Photographing an article for Food Network magazine.
That's right, get
it's
it.
All about cheese. Making
oh, you won't like it. She puts mayo in it. I forgot.
That's gross.
Mayo.
It's grilled cheese sandwiches.
She has the best life. She really does. I envy her so much.
Yeah, so she puts like mayo and Dijon inside the sandwich. She butters the outside of the bread. But you guys, then she sprinkles this bacon in there too. this incredible looking bacon.
She doesn't mess around.
No, she doesn't.
That's the bacon.
That's the bacon.
Let's just focus in on that for a minute.
Ooh, very listen, pieces like that. It's easier to distribute on the sandwiches.
Wait till you see how much cheese she puts in.
Okay, oh, that bacon.
You hear that crunch?
Yeah.
I'm just going to put a few pieces on each sandwich. It's a cheese sandwich, not a bacon sandwich. Just adds a little extra flavor.
That mayo really throws it.
Cheese.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I don't know.
I need 6 ounces of cheddar.
There you go.
I need 6 ounces of Gruyere.
Yeah.
I love Gruyere for this because it's got this really nutty flavor.
Gruyere, you say?
Yeah, I like a good Gruyere.
The cheese in the food processor.
That's right.
Cheese. When you got when you need a machine for your cheese.
Just well, you should see how fast this shreds her cheese.
You loved everything about this
video. I did.
Let her do it.
Look, watch this.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Yeah. Never used the food pro for that.
Look.
And that's the cheese.
That's erotic is what that is.
I know.
Cheesy erotic.
Look how much she puts on.
Just pile it up.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God. Barefoot Contessa.
Wow, that is a lot of cheese.
Oh, that's so how much I need.
Cheese.
That's what I need.
Like, we're going to so have to go to breaks. Andy is a wreck.
Oh, my God. These are huge sandwiches.
Major grilled cheese sandwiches.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh
so we're going to do 2 sandwiches at a time.
All right.
Yeah, two at a time. Just like
takes about 3 to 5 minutes. It'd be nice. I love the sizzle.
Yeah.
I'm
done.
We're going to take them all outside. We're going to photograph them in the garden.
Oh, hell yeah.
In the garden. You should see your garden, too.
That's the stuff you're going off about.
Lisa's just obsessed.
Oh, my God.
You better not badmouth her. I'll come over there and slap her.
You better watch your mouth, Dave. You better watch your mouth
here. Her life is great. Her life is the best.
She's my legendary idol.
There's nobody more rock and roll.
She legitimately has the best life of all time.
Her and Martha Stewart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know. This popped up on my YouTube yesterday. I was like, what is this?
She doesn't mess around, man. She catches me like that, too. Like, I don't watch a lot of cooking shows, but, like, I've got clicked around, and then, like, she'll be doing something. I'm like, Barefoot Contessa, what are you...
Oh,
what are you up to?
Yeah. Yeah.
What do you make? Oh, my.
Oh, it's highly erotic.
Highly erotic.
It's the most erotic food I've ever seen.
I've never eaten at any of her restaurants.
It looks incredible.
She doesn't have any restaurants.
She doesn't?
No.
My God. She never really got into the celebrity restaurant.
She has tons of cookbooks, and every recipe I've ever made of hers is perfect.
Yeah?
Really?
Yeah.
And it's just Jeffrey gets all that stuff?
Jeffrey and her friends.
Oh.
Imagine being her friend,
enough to be her friend.
Yeah, imagine that. Hanging out in your backyard.
Lisa desperately wants to be her friend. Oh. I know.
So much.
What John Cena is to me, this is who.
Yeah,
this is John Cena.
Yeah, this is John Cena. It is. Where does she live? Is she trying to figure out where she lives?
You need some talking tips, Lisa.
She already knows.
I might need to get some talking tips from Lisa.
I don't know exactly, but I mean, I know the area. Yeah,
you'd recognize her garden if you saw it.
She does some stuff, you guys, that just would knock your socks off.
Jesus.
I will not talk poorly of her, Lisa.
I am amazed.
Please do.
The thing. She makes you food to get you huge.
Yeah.
Like,
it's delicious.
That's it. That's why you can only have it.
Like, she makes.
It's once in a while.
How big is this Jeffrey guy?
He's small.
Is he?
He's a badass, too, Jeffrey.
This is one with them. I've never seen him. Who's Jeffrey?
That's her husband.
Jeffrey Garten.
He's a badass.
Okay. This guy. I don't know if he was in the. The service or something.
He's the dean emeritus at the Yale School of Management. Teaches a variety of courses on the global economy. Serves on several corporate and philanthropic boards. He's married to Ina Garten. He's 73.
So he's a genius. She hasn't somehow killed him with her food yet.
Yeah.
Oh, she has a book called Cooking for Jeffrey.
Oh, my God.
Make me that
That's
cake.
That's exactly
Make me that cake, bitch!
Look at that. You can tell by Jeffrey's face. He says, IF.
He was in the 82nd Airborne Division.
Is like my Special favorite forces. Cake. Like chocolate with like whipped cream kind of icing. Oh, my God.
Yeah,
I know.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
The Tasty Bits podcast is brought to you by Manscaped. Flowers are blooming, the grass is growing, and it's time to mow your lawn. And now, thanks to Manscaped, you can trim the hedges below the belt safely and efficiently. I'm talking about ball trimmers. Manscaped is here to make sure your balls are smooth and smelling nice. Mm. After all, it's time for some spring cleaning. So do yourself a favor and always use the right tool for the job. Go to manscaped.com now. Use code WRIF to get 20% off with free shipping. Your partner, your body, and your balls will thank you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.